The Connection this morning brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. I get to spend a little bit of time talking with Stevie Williams from Elder Care. Thanks for coming in this morning, Stevie.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's an opportunity for us to talk on a regular basis with Elder Care and see what's going on. And you're always out there serving seniors in the community, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
One thing that I know, we just finished up your flu shot clinics officially. You held them weekly since, I believe, the last Thursday in September, if memory serves right. But you still have just a little bit of flu vaccine left, for particularly on the high dose, right?
Right. If any senior age 65 and older would like to have the high dose vaccine, which is the Fluzone high dose,
which is the one most doctors would recommend for those of Medicare age.
Right. Age 65 and older. Yeah. And what the Fluzone high dose is it's a higher dosage of vaccine. It offers four times the immunity, and it protects seniors against three strains of the flu virus. Mm-hmm. And so we've had it available at Elder Care on our flu shot clinics, which are held every Tuesday in October. But we still have some available. So if people would like to have a flu vaccine, they can just call Elder Care and we can set up a scheduled time for them to come in. Carol Davis is the person for them to speak with at Elder Care. And our number is 918-336-8500.
And that's such an important vaccination. It's recommend, well, the flu vaccine in general recommended for anyone over the age of 6 months, but again, the high dose recommended for those 65 or and older. If necessary, check with your doctor to make sure, but again, most doctors and the FDA would recommend the higher dose, so we're good. And you mentioned make an appointment. That's just so you can schedule and have everything and everybody ready at the right time.
Right. So we can have a nurse available to give the vaccine. And actually, even if there's anybody that's homebound, mm-hmm. and we can even go to their home and give a flu shot if needed. So they can just call and talk to Carol Davis and we can make arrangements.
That's a great service. Not everybody makes house calls.
Right.
Speaking of just some of the other things that you do for folks medically, you're frequently available for like balance screenings and other things that just help seniors be more secure in their life.
Right. That's another thing we really focus on in the month of October in our physical therapy program. October is actually physical therapy month. Mm-hmm. But we really focus on balance, and we offer free balance screenings during our flu shot clinics. You don't have to have an appointment, but now, you know, if you just call and make an appointment. But the reason that we focus on balance at Elder Care is because if somebody falls, they really risk their independence. And Elder Care's mission is to help mature adults live happy, healthy, independent lives. So we're really focusing on that independence.
And that screening, I think, just is an opportunity for some third-party opinion to say, okay, you are normal for someone your age, or you got a problem, and we need to either schedule some physical therapy or maybe get a cane or a walker or something in your hand and maybe send you back to your regular physician and see if there's something that can be done.
Right. The screening is really to look at the fall risk. Mm-hmm. And somebody might just be perfectly fine and not have a risk for a fall, or they might have a slight risk for a fall, in which case we can offer exercises that they can do at home. Or if they're really in need of physical therapy, then we recommend that, because we really want them to prevent the fall from ever happening, to have that balance. One thing that a lot of older people think is that, okay, I'm getting older and bad balance is just a sign of aging. And that's really not true.
Right.
A lot of times as people age, especially in the retirement years, they become more sedentary. And when you become more sedentary, that's when your balance really can decline.
Well, and part of it is just all the things that you can do with physical therapy, keeping us active. I know we were stressing that word active this morning, but if we are active, if we're up, around, and about going places, then overall we probably weigh 5 pounds less. The center of gravity is in a different spot, and we just feel more secure.
Right. And the other thing, too, about balance is if somebody has a fear of falling, then what they tend to do is then not go out as much. And then that just makes your balance worse. So mm-hmm. it's kind of a vicious cycle. So we try to break that and make sure people have that confidence. Because the other thing is, if you are not confident in going out in the community, you know, going to the store, going to the mall, going to church, you know, stepping up on those curbs, walking through a parking lot, if you don't have that confidence to do that, then you tend to stay home. Your balance becomes worse. You become more socially isolated, and then you are risking your independence in that way.
Sure. And I mean, we're comfortable in our own home in that we know where that ruffle in the carpet's right over there,
right,
or whatever it might be. But you're missing out on seeing people. You're missing out on, I don't care, like you said, going to the community center to whatever show we might be seeing, or just being active in the community. If it's election season, we need people to get out and vote, and that's one more reason to be out and active.
Right.
So that's something, and I know you have if someone doesn't have a primary care physician, or if they simply want somebody who has experience talking with people of that age group, you have a physician on hand that can answer some questions for people as well.
Right. Dr. Jerry Brad Jarrell is an internist, and he is our physician at the W.R. Bohan Senior Health Clinic at Elder Care. He really takes time with his patients. He looks at the overall well-being of people. You know, a lot of times as people age, they have a lot of specialists, and they don't have necessarily one primary care doctor who's looking at their overall well-being. And Dr. Jarrell is very good about that, looking at the different medications that are being prescribed by these different specialists, and, you know, how they might interact with each other, and, you know, just looking at disease prevention and wellness in aging. And so he's very thorough.
Yeah, and I think that's nice that physicians will make sure, okay, I want a list of all the medications you're taking, all the supplements you're taking, whatever it might be. I want to look at your whole health picture. And by the way, let's go back to even to childhood. I want to know your entire health history. So
that's right. Yes.
And so it's somebody that asks the right questions and make sure that whether it's a medication that has a particular interaction with something else you might be taking, that because we now deal with maybe both a local pharmacy for something that's a short-term need, and then they're doing a mail-order pharmacy for some of the other things, that maybe somebody's just not asking all the questions. It's important.
Right.
Yep.
And he definitely asks the questions and looks at everything that you're talking about. And he also offers continuity of care, mm-hmm. which means that if you were ever to have to go to the hospital or to a rehab facility, he will follow you there and make sure that he's checking up on you in that situation as well.
Sound like a great deal. We are talking with Stevie Williams from Elder Care, and we will continue. We've got some more good stuff for you coming up in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. Again, we're talking with Stevie Williams from Elder Care and inviting you to stop by. Let's see, Monday you've got the tour coming up, right? Is it for the open house?
Yes, every first Monday of the month I host an open house. And so that's coming up on Monday, November 5th at 10 a.m. And we talk about Elder Care, the programs that we offer. And then we actually tour through the building and see the programs in action.
And that's great. You get to meet the people.
Yes.
And as we frequently mentioned, you know, a roll and coffee or whatever you want, kind of a little bit of snack along the way, too. So it's all good. But you get to peek in on things like Daybreak and see what's going on there and learn a little bit about Brighter Living and also some of the other items that you do on a seasonal basis. We're not talking about cool room projects now, but it's just one of the things that Elder Care does during the year.
Right.
What else is going on?
Well, you mentioned Brighter Living Services.
Mm-hmm.
As the weather cools and we're thinking about the winter months, Brighter Living Services is our program where we have companions that can go out into the home and help people with meal preparation, transportation, housekeeping, and just kind of checking up on people. So one of the things, you know, to really think about is if we have a bad weather year this year in the winter months, it's nice to know that there's somebody who can either go to the store for you or give you a ride somewhere or make sure your sidewalk is swept, you know, or shoveled. Just to help with those types of things that a lot of times when seniors, as they age, they don't want to get out if there's snow or ice. And so our companions can really be a lifesaver in that type of situation. But you can't wait until the last minute when the snow's already on the ground and then call us and say,
Can you come over in half an hour?
No. Yes, I'd like to have that service. Now is the time to sign up for that service. Now is the time to think about, you know, the future in the winter months.
And then it's a service you offer, but like you said, you have to sign up. You have to already be in the system. We want to know where you live and that sort of thing, and maybe do a little bit of a short interview with you or family to find out, you know, maybe some of your needs are, so whoever goes over knows what they can expect.
Right. We actually have an RN who goes into the home and does the assessment and talks about the needs, because sometimes people might think that they, you know, are looking at Brighter Living Services for one reason, and then we go into the home and think, you know, we could also help you with this, and we could also help you with this, and then the client will realize that the services can really be catered to their needs. And so it's really helpful, not only for the client, but also for family members. So, you know, you have adult children who are caring for their elderly parents. As a matter of fact, I did a story in our Prime Times newsletter this month, and one of the adult daughters who you know, her mom lives here in the community, but she lives independently, and the daughter says, you know, when you are caring for your parents, you need backup. It has taken a lot of worry off of our minds, and Brighter Living has been a lifesaver to us.
Yeah, and you know, traditionally that extended family often was within a block or two of where mom lived or whatever. And okay, so now, you know, not that maybe Oshaleta is that far away or something, but we're not as geographically close. And it's nice to have somebody else who stops in occasionally just to see how things are going and maybe would know that adult child's phone number. And, you know, the last time I saw your dad, I saw this or something. It's nice to have that check-in with one more person.
Right. And actually, you know, you talk about like from here to Oshaleta, but we have a lot of clients who are elderly that live home alone, independently, which is wonderful, but their adult children live, you know, out of the state.
Sure.
And so this program can really be helpful in helping communicate, like you were saying, with the adult children who maybe live in Minnesota or, you know, Chicago or wherever, you know. And so we can communicate with them, like you said, say, hey, you know, I saw, you know, notice that your mom or your dad or whatever, and we can be helpful and offer suggestions to those adult children and help them make decisions since they're not here to be able to lay eyes on their parents every day.
It's nice to have that, I don't care, Sunday night weekly check-in on the phone and see how things are going, but when somebody can make an in-house visit and, you know, he had a bruise on his arm like he might have fallen, or he seemed a little bit disoriented, whatever it might have been, or, you know, he looks great, he was in great spirits, I was over there and things couldn't be better. Whatever the report is, it's nice to hear.
Right.
Yeah. So that's one advantage of the program, and it is something that you offer, but you want to make sure that you kind of got the people program for it, that you expect on, I don't care, Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock to go see Mr. Jones for a couple of hours or whatever it might be.
Right.
Okay. Sounds good.
And again, our main objective with that program is to help people remain independent and live in their own homes, which is sometimes called aging in place. You hear that term, too.
Yeah, I like that. It's something that allows us to be who we are in a place that we're comfortable. We've got all of our own stuff around us, and it's you don't have to worry about, now that I've moved, where did I put this book or that piece of paper? It's where it's always been.
Right.
Yeah. Stevie, we got one more thing I think we need to talk about this morning, if I recall. And that is your great GEO program, right? You had the new brochure out on some. No, that's not what else did you have on this?
Well, a couple of things. Okay. One is our Daybreak program, which is where people can come into Daybreak, and we have social activities, and fitness classes, arts and crafts, music. They actually eat breakfast, lunch, and a snack while they're there. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about this before with you, and you know, we're open Monday through Friday, and they can choose to come one day a week or 5 days a week, and we can provide transportation as well. But it's nice to know during the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up. So let's say you are caring for your spouse or your parent, and you also are hosting a huge, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's nice to know that Daybreak can be there to take care of your loved one during the day and allow you to kind of have some time to, you know, get the house ready and get the meal prepped. Or maybe, you know, getting closer to the holidays, you need some time to do that shopping and, yeah. and to know that your loved one is enjoying the day and that they're safe and they're getting that socialization that they desperately need, too.
And while you provide it 5 days a week, if all you need is a couple, then you do it on, I don't pulling it out of the air here, Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever you want to do and participate as often or not as often as you want to.
Right. And during the holidays, we try to be flexible and say, okay, you can just even be drop-in if need be. If you just let us know the day before, a couple of days ahead of time, you know, so that you're not having to make that commitment. We try to offer that kind of short-term respite, you know, drop-in care. As long as you give us at least 24 hours notice.
Sounds great. Somebody may be receiving a letter from Elder Care, something that you've done on a regular basis on a fundraising appeal, but maybe somebody, you know, got added to the list that hadn't received it before and wanted to know what's going on.
Right. So our annual appeal will be coming up, and as a nonprofit organization, those funds that are raised during that annual appeal time are very important to Elder Care. And the impact of people's investment can really be seen through the lives that we serve. And every gift plays an important role in our success.
It does. As a agency that has programs that are funded by the United Way, they look at things, you know, see how you're doing and that sort of thing. So it's important that you're doing your part on the fundraising idea. And besides that, people want to know that they're supporting Elder Care.
Right. Yeah. And the seniors in our community.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, the whole mission.
Yes.
Whole mission. So, and that will be going out fairly soon?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I think next week.
Sounds that since we're almost to the end of this week, that makes sense. Good. Well, let's stop by Elder Care Monday and say hi to Stevie and see what's going on, see how Elder Care can be part of your life. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400 K1. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. El Reno authorities are asking for